Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. That's right, people. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to tell everybody, mute up. Mute up right now. Because we can't mute you up here. Usually everything comes in muted. The part of the programming that allows us to mute everybody up is... It's not functioning. Okay, if you want to talk, then unmute. You know, you guys know how it works. Thank you. I forgot where in the hell I was. Oh, yeah, we were Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the third day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Cool. It's been cool here. It's going to be a cool summer all year long. Like I said, we might maybe get two 90-degree days, maybe three, for the whole damn summer. But other than that, I don't expect this to be a very warm summer at all. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into first. For all you people just now coming on to the call-in line, could you please mute up? Because our mute isn't working. Laura can't mute everybody coming up, and so they can unmute. So you need to mute yourselves unless you're ready to talk. Thank you. Park Service diverts $2.5 million in fees to pay for Trump's 4th of July celebration. And I've been watching this shit on the mainstream propaganda machine all, you know, since yesterday. You know, the big parade, a military parade. There were tanks down the streets just like you're sitting in fucking communist China. It is not a day that we should be celebrating fucking killing. It is a day we should be celebrating our individual freedoms and liberties. In fact, the day that should be celebrated is April 18th. April 18th, 1775. When the people as individuals, see, when they wrote that Declaration of Independence, that was for a free and independent country. Well, when they stepped out on the field at Lexington Green and at Concord, they stepped out for individual freedom and liberty. And that's what the people fought for a whole year before the aristocrats realized that they weren't going to stop it, so they better get in control of it if they wanted to continue to have us as their subjects. It is no day to be celebrated. It was the hijacking of a popular slave uprising is exactly what it is. It is when the aristocrats, the aristocracy that ruled us in the colonies decided they just keep on ruling us to make it a separate country. And then they made the deals with their brothers over in fucking England to make it so. And here we have the park services where I've talked before about every lake, every river. And both sides, all around them, always have had campsites. Why? Because that's where people go to gather food. And now they've turned them over to privateers, to private corporations, because this goddamn country is a private corporation in direct violation of the fucking law of this land. But the Park Service diverts to really? I thought that the Congress is the only ones that could fucking delegate money for anything in the fucking government, according to those fucking fraudulent sons of bitches back in 1789 and their goddamn, what the fuck's the word I'm looking for? The Masonic goddamn Constitution. The Washington Post reports the National Park Service is diverting nearly $2.5 million in entrance and recreational fees, charge you to go out on your own fucking public lands that belong to you to recreate. Recreation fees primarily intended to improve parks across the country to cover costs associated with President Donald Trump's Independence Day celebration on the mall. And these son of a bitches are still only 12 to 18% of the population. They're going to tie. I mean, that's a whole lot of people when you're talking about a country that's got, including the invaders, about 450 million fucking people in it. It's nothing. But he will have his fucking Mao Zedong fucking military parade past him as the fight, you know, to show his fucking power. You got no power, fucking you phony son of a bitch, forked tongue, weird haired piece of shit. You piss on our fucking Bill of Rights, and we're going to piss on you before this is over with. Administrative officials, writes the Post, have consistently refused to say how much taxpayers will have to pay for the expanded celebration at the on the mall this year, which the president has dubbed the Salute to America. The way that they, when they were setting that, remember, we've talked about it many times back when they were trying to sell us on that Masonic fucking elitist constitution of theirs. Only the goddamn Congress could allocate the people's fucking money for any fucking thing. Now here you have the Parks Department, private corporation. Now we can just go ahead and send money illegally collected as fees. To this illegal fucking corporation in fucking Washington, so they can have a military parade. Go ahead.
He wants to mimic a dictator. I said he is a dictator.
You goddamn right, he's a dictator, and that's exactly what he wants to do. He's seen the premier of China and the premier of fucking North Korea stand up as their military come stomping past him, fucking at their at his leave to destroy whoever he fucking commands. Well, you do not command shit, you 2-bit fucking corporate charlatan. And you're gonna find that out. That's why they won in these wars so fucking bad. You know, they got this thing cooking over there with some nuclear submarine the Russians had caught on fire. And then I heard on the intel this morning, they were talking about, you know, it could be this, could be that. Pence came back to fucking Washington in a big hurry, and Putin's had an emergency meeting with his goddamn cabinet over there. Just fucking bring it on. You think we're not looking for a little fucking action here? You're wrong. But I'll tell you what, you Trumpy, you can drive tanks down the fucking streets and pay to fix the son of a bitches. Which isn't the decision of we the people. You are not our fucking dictator. You are not our master. We are free individual sovereigns. You are a bitch. You work for us, boy. You're going to find that out in a hard fucking way. A salute to America, huh? The report cited two individuals familiar with the argument. The park fees represent just a fraction of the extra cost the government faces as a result of the event, writes the Post. The event will include displays by military hardware, flyovers by jets, including Air Force One, the deployment of tanks on the mall, and the extended, pyrotechnics show. Don't you, Charlie said there, I mean, this is the Chinese premier going to stand up and have his fucking, his army. There's not supposed to be a standing army in this goddamn country. If you wanted to have any kind of a parade down fucking, down Pennsylvania Avenue, wherever in the hell they're going to have this, why, it should be people dressed in colonial uniforms in the first place. But then they see that's still a fraud. The fucking war that fucking freed us started on April 19, 1775. There was no son of a bitch in fucking control. It was the individual free sovereign stepped out on the fucking field and faced the fucking biggest army on planet Earth and said, fuck you. You will not subjugate me. But that day has been removed from the goddamn calendar even. They used to call it Patriots Day. And I just love them on there fucking, this one ain't a patriot, that one's a patriot, this is a patriot, you fucking bunch of fucking traitors. We'll decide who's a patriot at your trial, how about that? At any rate, I mean, I know you, a lot of people, man, I grew up with you, you know, every 4th of July, a big barbecue, all the families there, all the whole fucking thing, but use the opportunity. Use the opportunity. Go ahead.
That'd be the day to attack, because they're going to remove all the bullets. Nobody's going to get a shot at him.
Yeah, that's what, did you see the, I was watching earlier, they're putting up this big, I don't know what the hell it's made, a bulletproof fucking clear see-through shit, whatever it is. This son of a bitch is, it's like a big box. He's gonna stand in to do his speaking as the military presents itself before the dictator. Piece of shit. This is so fucking, this is an abomination to what this country was supposed to be. This was supposed to be about freedom and liberty of the individual. Man, they sure lost that fucking word in the fucking translation, didn't they? And the Bill of Rights, that is our personal liberties and freedoms. If you think that's going to be displayed anywhere during this big fucking parade about what our ancestors did about that young kid that went across the Potomac and walked in bloody bare feet with fucking rags wrapped around his bloody feet to fucking Concord to stick a pike in a German mercenary? You think that that's going to be in a part of the equation? Or is he going to tell you what a great fucking empire his fucking dictator ass has built? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't worry. Pretty soon every day is going to be Patriots Day.
Well, buddy. That's what, I was talking to you guys yesterday about, take your family out, go buy some cartons of fucking 22 shells and take some 22s out and shoot and tell them, you better get ready to fucking fight for what this country's really supposed to be about. Because the 4th of July is nothing but a fucking lie. It is the day that the aristocrats hijacked the fucking uprising of the fucking people.
You want to practice with? I got an old, pre-1940 Stephen. It's a semi-auto, but the spring in there is screwed up, so you got to breech-load it 122 at a time.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's not good.
Well, I got other guns, but I ain't took it to get it fixed. It's pretty cool, though. That's when I had chickens, at the fall, I'd take the ones I'm going to butcher out to the garden after the garden's done, and I just sit back there and sniper them suckers in the head.
Well, that's better not shooting at all, brother. But that's me. I can't afford to shoot 22 rounds, but I have to. I have to find them. I have to get them. I have to shoot them because it's getting about time to fucking do some shooting. And if all it equates to in the end equation is one more of them motherfuckers I took out, it will have been worth it. Because this is not going to stop.
That's the day that Vicksburg surrendered, and they did not celebrate 4th of July for 100 years and still don't.
Why in the hell, why would you celebrate the day that this is when they all got together and they formed the Confederacy to fight the fucking British, remember? But if you, back in them days, you read the 6th article of the Articles of Confederation, and if you weren't a landowner, you didn't have no fucking rights. And the people that stood up at Lexington Concord did not stand up for any government or any form of government. They stood up for their individual freedoms and liberties that they would not surrender. They would not be subjects. Now let's look at some more shit here. The next influx, the entire world's poor and dispossessed. This is from Center for Immigration Studies. It was sent in by KD4 discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Like the proverbial bugle in the belly of the snake, bungle in the belly of the snake, unusually high numbers of non-Latino migrants, obviously from Central America, are now reportedly passing from Colombia through Panama on their way to the United States southern border. Their numbers range to the tens of thousands, whose vanguards we have already seen at the U.S. Southwest border in recent months. Cameroonians, Guayanians, Congolese, Haitians, Cubans, and some from the Middle East. Word of their successful entry into the United States this year clearly reached home countries, because now a swell number of as many as 35,000 is on an infamous migrant passage through which migrants have long funneled from South America to North America. The Darien Gap is what they call it. And see, this is what's went out. What's went out is that Trump has said that border is fucking wide fucking open for 1 year. If you can get here, you get to stay. You get to be one of the goddamn slaves here. You get to be one of them that takes these fucking American nationals and puts them in their goddamn place and lets them know that the corporation owns this fucking country and that they are just a workforce, just like the rest of the fucking world. Just a bunch of fucking slaves. You want to eat, you will work and do what we tell you to. You want to bet, you motherfuckers? We still got them guns. That is the only fucking thing standing between us and them just fucking just straight doing it to us. I'm told this by two eyewitnesses who have just returned from the Colombia-Panama region on either side of the gap. One of them is Panama-based author and freelance journalist Chuck Holton, who just visited the Colombia side in the frontier border town of Turbo, which is notorious as a migrant staging area for U.S. bound migrant gesto to smug bound let's see U.S. bound migrant testo be smuggled through the Darien Pass passage into Panama. The other source is Diane Edrington, a Mississippi-based nurse practitioner who has worked for years as a Panama mission volunteer who just returned from camps I visited in December on the Panama side of the Darien Gap. Neither Colombia nor Panama routinely collect and publicly release data regarding migrant flows through their territories, which American homeland authorities often refer to as exotits or extra continentals because they are found or because they are from outside the Western Hemisphere. But Holton and Edrington separately told me in recent phone and email interviews that a surge is underway, the likes of which neither has ever seen, and which obviously surpasses what I witnessed in December. Both saw massive numbers of Africans overwhelming government camps and smuggling infrastructure. I don't know what smuggling infrastructure means. As they push through to repeat the successes of the U.S. border, at the U.S. border of those who have gone before them. Government sources such as local military commanders, a Colombian harbor master, and migrant camp overseers told me many thousands have gone through in recent weeks and are in the pipeline on both sides of the Darien Gap passage. Holton and Edrington did not hear any of this from afar. They were on the ground among the migrants. In Colombia, awareness of the U.S. border loopholes. No, the fact that Trump announced it. One fucking year, nobody's going to be, everybody that comes is coming in and nobody's going back. That dirty, treasonous piece of fucking shit who's going to hold his big fucking parade tomorrow. Because America's great, don't you know? Great for the fucking invader, that dirty international communist piece of shit. Holton told me, and he interviewed many migrants on the Colombia side who uniformly told him they decided to go to America, claim asylum, and take advantage of the disarray and laws about which they all heard from media reporting and those who already made it that guarantee they will get to live and work for years in the United States and probably permanently. Because even when they do have these asylum orders, we've went over this in fucking other articles, that they finally get to that asylum hearing 3 years later and the two that showed up, oh, you're not asylum seekers. You're here to fucking pimp our fucking country and take what belongs to us. You got to go. Okay, bye, out the door, and back they go to what they're fucking doing. And nobody is going to do a goddamn thing about it until the fucking people of this country, if they don't wait until, because what you're talking here, we told you this. There's 7 billion people on this fucking planet. How many of them have to get here before you can? You just are. We will be over fucking run. Trump wants to keep us out. Bullshit. That's why he gave you a fucking year to get here, right? Because he wants to keep you out. But he can't do it. Oh, yeah. Holton, he was repeatedly told in Turbo, Colombia, as African migrants were preparing to board boats to the jungle trails for 10 days smuggler-led wilderness treks into Panama. They were very clear about that. If I can get it now, I'm going to get it while the getting's good. And it's just, I mean, they're handing our fucking country over to slave. They want slaves in here. Are you going to be a fucking slave that we've already explained to you under the 14th Amendment? They have you down on paper as a fucking slave. Unfortunately for them, you're an armed slave and hopefully a well-armed fucking slave. But at some point in the ballgame, somebody's got to start pulling triggers. Holton said everyone knew to go to America, sanctuary cities, where local authorities won't cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement. And why aren't these local officials being found in the fucking dumpsters with their fucking throats cut and a goddamn sign on their head that says fucking traitors stapled to their forehead? Why? The migrants he interviewed also were well aware of the time it takes for their asylum claims to be processed in a severely backlogged American system. Like, you think of the wars they're running around this goddamn country. I mean around this world. What, 190 countries, whatever in the hell they're in, 190 countries they're running, but they can't get it together down on the border to get rid of these motherfuckers? Bullshit. This is a goddamn UN invasion of our fucking country, and we ain't doing shit about it. And that is, this was a major factor in deciding to leave home. Migrating for improved lifestyle or economic reasons is not among the factors covered by United States asylum law. But they're all saying that's what they're doing. See? But you can't stop nobody because Trump already told them they can't stop nobody. See, do you think that multi-billionaire, dirty internationalist fucking real estate developer doesn't want slave labor in this fucking country? He does when he stands up there in front of that military, you look at his fucking face. And that's what he wants, pure fucking power over fucking the peons and fucking coolies and peasants. A lot of these guys obviously do not qualify for asylum, Holton told me. When they talk to me, they don't have a problem telling me it is for economic benefits, to get better jobs, to have a better life, to take it from you. Are you going to let them? That's why every country invades. That's why the fucking, I mean, in the days of the fucking Roman Empire or the Greeks, that's why they raided, because they wanted the shit the other people had. It's always been that way. No matter, Holton said, by claiming asylum, they know they'll have to let them into the United States and that they can stay for at least 3 years before any ruling on their claims comes back. And that's all bullshit. They tell you. We've read the articles. They have, the ones that have been through the asylum thing and been told they had to leave, well, they just went back to doing what they were doing, and ain't nobody doing a goddamn thing about it because they want them here. They're very clear on that. Holton said government sources on both sides of the gap estimate that 35,000 were in the pipeline, now we're calling it, the majority appearing to be, Cameroonians, Congolese, and Guananians. The largest number of those migrants they're not fucking migrants, they're invaders. You see how they play these goddamn games with us, with the words? That's not a migrant. This is an invasion. That's what you call it when millions cross your border with the intent of taking what you fucking have, including your life, you goddamn morons. He has ever seen and who now appear to outnumber the traditional fare of Haitians and Cubans. Every fucking invader he interviewed said they'd flown into... See, they've flown. These people have enough money to... God, I can't go down to get a tank of gas. I'm an American now. I can trace my fucking lineage on my mom's side back to 1668 coming into this country. Probably as an Irish conscript. And then on my dad's side to 1739. But these motherfuckers, they can afford to fly to get to a place to invade my country to take more of what fucking belongs to me. Here we are. Cubans, every migrant he interviewed, no, every invader he interviewed, said they'd flown to visa-free Ecuador and caught buses or, rides to Colombia, Panama frontier, where they'll hook up with the Darien Gap smugglers. I mean, you know what kind of fucking, logistics this takes to put this kind of shit together, people? Do you have a clue? The logistics and money it takes to put an operation like this together, and it is a fucking operation, because it starts right at their fucking home country and ends up right here in your fucking streets. That is, just like when we watched it happen to goddamn Europe. It was that was fucking, I mean, done with military fucking might and fucking military precision, wasn't it? How do you supply a fucking 300,000 fucking, I mean, it's like the troops that invaded fucking Iraq, 250,000 troops. Boy, they had to be supplied. You had to have the supplies poured in by the ships. What did it take to supply the fucking invasion of fucking Europe? And it was an invasion, just like this is an invasion. Smugglers, he met and saw many from India and spoke to Pakistanian and Bangladeshis, which U.S. Homeland Security regards as, quote, special interest aliens who could pose terrorist threats. And they're just this word salad bullshit games with us. No, you are fucking bringing in a slave fucking recolonization force into my fucking country that belongs to me. I am fucking filthy rich because this fucking country is the richest country on planet Earth, and it belongs to me. You're coming to take what belongs to me. And you're going to get your fucking ass shot for your trouble. The harbor master at Turbo told Holton the growth in traffic of Africans and Middle Easterners was rapid and surprising and close to overwhelming the town's ability. See, now listen to this. Close to overwhelming the town's ability to move them. Holton said he saw no one from the Middle East, but did see and talk to some Pakistanis who had come in after the landing in Brazil. While the Turbo harbor master may have experienced surprise at the migration surge, Holton is not. Media throughout Latin America constantly reports on the most minute details of how and why migrants are able to slip through the American fucking gauntlet. What fucking gauntlet? You see this shit? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Let me tell you something. No, I don't want to get you uptight. But if you're in a corner and you can't find no way out, don't look around for no help.
Mute up. Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate
All
button.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy, and Expect No Fucking Mercy Whatso-Fucking-Ever. I mean, what we're talking about here, I mean, it's just full-scale invasion. And where is it going to lead? Where is it going to lead, people? Let me see. We're going to go past this, because we're going to hit this goddamn one here. See if we got something behind it there. Okay, here we go. This is what we've been talking about. This is what I've been telling you. When you will fight. You will fight or you'll just fucking get killed. Period. Your call. German resistance to third world invasion at all-time high. Invader centers attacked every 2 days. This is from the New Observer. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And this is what's coming to you. Because the Germans, they didn't stop it. They aided it. As per the orders of their Zionist Jew masters, okay? Violent white resistance to the third world invasion of that country is at an all-time high, and invader centers are being attacked at the rate of one every 2 days, according to newly released official figures. According to the latest report issued by the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, and it's got the German word for it, that's about 15 miles long, and I ain't going to try to say it, titled, and again they say it, 2018. The Federal Criminal Police Office, BKA, reported that the number of attacks carried out by Germans against invaders and those supporting the invasion rose to 3.2%. In addition, the number of violent assaults resulting in bloody injury rose by 7%. The report, which describes anyone who opposes the third world invasion as a right-wing extremist, said that, yeah, you fucking oppose them coming in and taking what's yours. You oppose them, somebody coming in your goddamn house and taking what's yours. You're an extremist. You're going to find out how fucking extreme. Said that there were 6 cases of attempted homicide, which were motivated by, I can't even say, say the word, Laura. Phobia. Xenophobia, that's it. The report said that in the category of right-wing political motivated crime, right-wing, there's no right-wing, there is no left-wing, no up, no down, there's nothing fucking, but there's no law in Germany. That's what why these Germans are having to fucking fight for their fucking lives now. Because the law of their land did not stop this fucking invasion. Their army did not stop this invasion into their country to take what they have. So now they're having to fight as individuals. They're having to come together as a fucking people. And at least they have the fact that they're all German. Some 19,409 offenses were registered in 2018. And that 1,088 violent crimes with a right-wing extremist background was more than the registered in 2017 at 1,054. You see, there's some right-wing extremists. What kind of extremists are you going to call us when we're fighting for our Bill of Rights? You see, you can't call us fucking racists. You can't, there's nothing you can call us but fucking freedom fighters, because we're fighting for that fucking Bill of Rights. That's why we have to fight for that Bill of Rights. It cures it all. In addition, the number of violent xenophobic offenses rose by 6.1% to 821 in 2017 it was 774. And although attacks on invaders sinners fell to 164, this was only just below those registered in 2014, when 170 such attacks were recorded. This translates to one attack every 2 days. The report went on to say, violent crimes by right-wing extremists against actual or supposed left-wing extremists. They don't say actual or supposed when they talk about the fucking German people whose land that belongs to, that they built, the fucking wealth that they built. But when they talk the actual or supposed left-wing extremists, just like that Antifa down in the fucking streets of Portland, I guess they're just fucking supposed too, rose by 15.3% to 113 in 2017, 98. The report also said that in 2018, 776 extremists, in quotation marks, offenses were attributed to Reichsbürger, which means, I guess, right citizens. Right. You better become nationals, which you better do. Because you're citizens, you're a fucking subject, and that goddamn government rules your ass. And, let's see. Self-administrators, self-administrators, this means that it's leaderless. Leaderless. Self-administrators or, secessionists. But to see, there's no structure. That's the only way this invasion of the world can be fought. Because you get two or three guys together and you put it up, they'll be bought off, or they'll be fucking killed, or they'll be imprisoned. Period. And then there's nobody to tell anybody what to do, because they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know why the fuck they're doing it. They know life sucks. We have the Bill of Rights. We know who we are, what our rights are, what our authorities are, and we have the right to fucking shoot these motherfuckers out of our fucking country, because it belongs to us, because we are the authority that has been usurped in the violation of our law. Resistance to law enforcement officers, 39. Coercion and threats also accounted for a considerable number of offenses, 177. Nationwide, the number of Reichsbürgers, these are just individuals. Because, see, that's why they're calling them, that's what it translated out here, self-administrators. That means leaderless resistance. And, Stelverwalters is increasing. In 2017, a total of 16,500 members were registered for both groups. In 2018, the number of increased to 19,000, of which 950 are also classified as right-wing extremists. So what you got is you brought two cultures together that cannot fucking mingle. God, to think that anybody could invade your country that fucking easy just by the fucking international Jews telling the boys. I mean, this is how fucking punked the whole goddamn world has become. That Angela Merkel, she said that we got to let them come in. So I guess we just got to let them come in. And then when they get there, then that's when they start the dirty looks at you. And then that's when you're going to see the fucking people have to fucking rise up to fucking fight it. After they've already penetrated into the interior of your fucking country. You don't even get a fight from your borders. That's what this goddamn bunch of fucking international fucking corporate mafia that has taken over what used to be your fucking government, that fucking worked for you, that was your bitch, has accomplished here. And has accomplished in the European fucking states. The report also dealt with, quote, violent crimes committed by left-wing extremists and said that the decline in registered offenses from that camp was attributable to the sharp rise associated with the G20 summit in Hamburg in July 2017. See, they all get, they get, they're just get, they're getting, like, they just went to that G8. They're all sitting there going, hey, man, there are people over in France are starting, they're fucking killing people. They're going, they tore up a Masonic lodge. The people in England are fucking walking down the streets calling, you fucking Jews, we know who you are, we know what you've done. It's getting out of hand here. We're going to have to find some way to, we're going to have to bolster our forces. So let's go take these left-wing extremists and put fucking badges and uniforms on them and show us our true face of who we fucking are. But still, you got them fucking broke into two groups because you're going to have a lot of communists in these fucking, in Europe and Germany. Well, they were all for this fucking shit because they were international communists that infiltrated that fucking, the government of that, of what should be a sovereign country. Most left-wing extremist violent crimes were committed in North Rhine-Westphalia, 446, more than double the number for 2017 in that federal state. These offenses were largely committed in connection with the climate protests in the Hambach Forest, the report said, and they're going for it, see? It's just like this Antifa bullshit down there, and then people and going down there, and they're letting the Antifas have things to hit them with, and they're going to counter-protest. Shoot the motherfuckers! It's an invasion! Shoot the fucking asses out of here! You don't get away, get rid of them by bitching about them! This very sharp rise of 62.4% was mainly attributable to nationwide protests, mostly from PKK members against the Turkish military offensive in northern Syria. The PKK is the Kurdish Communist Party, which has a strong presence in Germany, thanks to decades of pro-third world immigration policies pursued by successive German governments. So you'll have Germans killing Germans over this shit. Instead of just killing the motherfuckers that let them in here, and then the German people being the German people, and it being their country, all getting together and shooting the fuckers out of there. Of course, I don't think they have any guns, do they? In addition to this, at least 300 of the approximately 1,000 Muslims living in Germany who went to fight for ISIS in Syria and Iraq have already returned to Germany. So they were fighting for ISIS in Iraq and Germany. I thought that Germany took over all the ambassadorship for fucking Israel. What? What's going on here, people? These returnees are, quote, high security risk. Okay. And imprisonment means little as radicalization continues in prison re-socialization is rare. The report said that there are at least 26,560 Islamists in Germany. And this is where you are fucking headed, people. I told you I went to town the other day, and I mean, it was early in the morning when there was nobody around, and the cashier looked around everywhere she looked around before she talked to me. They're in here thick. They're coming in thick. They're coming in thick. Get ready. You better be out practicing. You better be able to hit what you're fucking aiming at. Federal agents warn of possible terror attacks targeting the 4th of July. Oh, we get this every year. But you never know what they're fucking going to do, people. You sure have enough fucking people here that don't even know what the fucking 4th of July, I mean, let alone the lie of what the 4th of July is, but what it really is. And that would be a day that they would do it because that was the day that this fucking aristocracy fucking hijacked a goddamn slave uprising. This is from the Daily Sheeple. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Federal authorities are warning that political radicals may attack people celebrating on the 4th of July. A bulletin to law enforcement around the country states that domestic terrorists, here we go, that sound like Germany? Is it coming home to roost? Have attacked perceived oppressors, opponents, or enemies engaged in outdoor First Amendment protected rallies or protests during the past summer. See, that's what they mean. They want everybody to get out there protesting and shit and rallying and hitting it and burning shit in the streets. And then, well, we're going to have to fight. So you 75% over there who are just sitting there going, get these dirty cocksuckers out of our fucking country. Get them out now. We know your numbers. Get them out now. Which side you going to join? Which side you going to join and kill your fucking brother for these international communist Jew pricks? Do you see it? The warning comes from Joint Intelligence Bulletin issued by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and National Counterterrorism Center. That sounds like communism to me, telling law enforcement, communism, to remain vigilant for suspicious activity. The FBI, DHS, and see all of this shit. You know, there was never no authorization for this in our original Constitution. It was only after they formed their corporation that fucking trumped the fucking the superior law of this fucking land, according to them. This small little handful of fucking punk spineless bitches. We're going to have to show them like we showed them back in 1775. Forget about this fucking 1776 July 4th bullshit. We're going to have to teach them like we taught them back in 1775. You push us too fucking far, we fucking shoot you. The FBI, DHS, and NCTC remain concerned that, quote, they could target upcoming Independence Day celebrations, gatherings for parades, though we are unaware of any current plot specifically targeting such events. And if there were, I mean, look at the fucking hundreds of thousands, 668,000 motherfuckers you know nothing about, but we just let them right in? You know what they're up to today, FBI? Of course you don't. They're fucking international communists. They know what they're up to. I guess all you fucking American nationals better be packing, huh? They started some fucking shit, blow their fucking heads off. We note that attacks can occur with little or no warning because of the frequently lower levels of security around civilian targets, challenges in securing large crowds, and calls for attacks against soft targets. This is so fucking when I think back of what this country was when I was just, you know, in my teens, and I read something like this, it's like from a fucking science fiction novel. What you need to fix this fucking country is put it back like it fucking was before 1869, before a fucking unlawful corporate fucking takeover of the fucking republic, not a fucking shot fired. And the people couldn't read? You're now a subject. You're a subject of a corporation. They will write corporate policy and it says you have no rights and you have no rights. How's that work for you? Huh? Just like at the beginning, after April 18, 1775, when they had their colonial conventions, and came right in and said, we're gonna form a new independent country and you're gonna be our subjects. Oh no, we fucking ain't. And it was made clear that we were not. But that Bill of Rights belongs to the people. It's our law. It's our responsibility to enforce it, and we have fucking failed. When the government fears the people, you have freedom and liberty. When the people fear the government, you have what you have now, tyranny. You better quit being a fucking afraid. You better make them afraid of you. And they're not going to be afraid of you by you going out and bitching and whining and pumping signs and hitting the Antifas on the head while they hit you on the fucking head. That's exactly what they want. They will be afraid of you when they're afraid to walk your fucking streets. When they're afraid to come out in public unless they're in a goddamn bulletproof fucking box, then they will be afraid of you. And I don't mean just this president fucking dictator fucking Trump bullshit. I mean every goddamn one of them. Shoot the suit. Both domestic and homegrown terrorists, I love this part, likely would use simplistic tactics and relatively easily obtainable weapons such as, relatively easily obtainable weapons such as firearms, knives, and vehicles, although some violent extremists have historically sought to use explosive devices. Ooh, I'm shaking. The bulletin also warns that ISIS has renewed calls for sympathizers to launch attacks inside the United States. The FBI is currently tracking about 1,000 suspected homegrown terrorists inside the United States inspired by foreign terrorist organizations, a senior FBI official recently testified. So they're tracking them. Does that mean they're observing them and like the fires up here? You know, when they light a fire, they sit there and they observe the fire instead of putting the son of a bitch out? Because the bottom line is, the FBI, all these fucking letter agencies are there to protect these son of a bitches, to make sure that their fucking terrorist attacks occur and are successful, because they're running fucking false flags. Oh, domestic terrorists. Oh, we've got to get them guns. I mean, they're coming at us. People, they are coming at us from day to day, jumping back and forth. You can see it. You got to be able to see it. Jumping back and forth. It's this. It's that. It's that. And totally opposites. They are in a fucking frenzy. And now you're going to have Trump run tanks down the middle of the fucking street like a god, like he's goddamn Chairman Mao. The official also said the FBI currently investigated about 850 suspected domestic terrorists. Officials told ABC News, see, now you got your domestic terrorists. Who would that be? That'd be the fucking American nationals that own this fucking country. You say, you fucking pack of fucking foreigners who have come in here and infiltrated what was supposed to be our government and fucking changed it in violation of our fucking law and authority. We're going to blow your asses away. We have the right to shoot you out of our fucking country and protect what belongs to us, you sons of bitches. Officials told ABC News the agency has seen a large increase in domestic terrorism investigations involving white supremacists since last year. And that's why they got to have that fucking, they got to play that fucking race card, isn't it? That's why they have to play that fucking race card. That picture of Dion and Coyote sitting together with the Bill of Rights shining through that window. Man, that is their greatest fucking fear. You're not going to be, you can't call us fucking racist. We're not racist. We're American nationals. We quit looking at the pigment of each other's skin a whole fucking long time ago. But we're looking at you, you invading motherfuckers, and we're looking at you, you fucking Zionist prick motherfuckers that have infiltrated our, what's supposed to be our government, turned it into a fucking corporation and taken over and declared us your property. Really? I'll never be your fucking property, you motherfuckers. Domestic terrorism investigations, huh? In fact, there have been more arrests and deaths in the United States caused by domestic terrorists than international terrorists in recent years. Kind of sounds like it's, are we in Germany? The fuck's going on here, people? Those international terrorists, they're a whole lot better. It's just like the goddamn, the fucking invaders coming here, these third world fucking invaders coming here. Oh, they're a whole lot better than Americans. They don't, I mean, they come out and they tell you that per capita, they commit 10 times the fucking crime. You'll get one report like that, and then the rest of it's just the pure propaganda. They really, truly believe that Goebbels thing, that people are so fucking stupid that if you just keep telling the lie over and over and over and over and over again, pretty soon people, well, that must be what it is. Because that's what everybody's saying. It's called that political correctness thing. And then you have your fucking agents out there. Fucking somebody says, no, it ain't that way. And they're over there. Oh, you're like, Katie was talking in one of her comments yesterday. That says, well, you're a traitor. You know, you're the fucking traitor. Boom. See, you're dead. You fucking traitor. And I'm not no fucking terrorist. I'm an American national. This fucking real estate belongs to me and I will fucking defend it. With my rights. Recent years, the head of the FBI Counterterrorism Division, Assistant Director Michael McGarty, it looks like, recently told a House panel. The bulletin issued Wednesday ahead of the fourth holiday mentioned the case of James Field, who in 2017 drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at the Unite the Right. I mean, this is, fuck you, we are not going to put ourselves in two camps and kill each other. The 75%, the power of this nation, is standing back and waiting. You motherfuckers, you get past hitting each other with fucking signs and fucking poking each other and throwing rocks at each other. Just get the fucking gear on and get to warring. Do some real fucking fighting. Show us something. And we'll want you kill each other. And whatever's fucking left when you get done, which is none of this is going to happen because they won't allow it to happen. They're controlling the whole situation. They're all fucking agents of the fucking, these international Zionist motherfuckers that are taking our country away from us. But our attitude should be, you come near me now. You try fucking violate my fucking rights. Boom. Fuck right now, you're dead. And the fight's on between you and whoever's fucking backing your fucking play. Like, we are not going to step in and have David Hogg. He's going to be the leader. What am with you know the way I love the way you know they've been making the big whoop-de-doo over all the all of these fucking so-called Democrat, I know there's no difference and you don't got, nobody's got to explain it to me. The so-called Democrat fucking, fucking communist fucking, candidates for president. And I'm watching them on TV, you know, they're all trying to imitate that thing that Hogg did, like Lenin, when he used the hand thing and everything. I talk about waving your fucking hands around ain't gonna stop me, you son of a bitch. Shoot right through your fucking hand, then through your fucking forehead and blow your fat back of your fucking head off. You are not going to fucking take this country away from the American nationals. You might as well get it through your fucking head. We will not be up tomorrow. Because a lot of people do have people coming in, but man, spend that time. Go out and shoot. Go out and shoot some and talk to your fucking families and tell them what the fucking, and tell them we got to stop this shit. And we got to know and we can't just have our guns and, you know, hold our guns and look at our guns and polish our guns and stuff. We're going to have to use those motherfuckers. And we need to practice. We need to hit what we're aiming at. We need to kill for every fucking bullet that comes out of them, son of a bitches. And then they will fucking understand who the American National is. We will be back. To hell with it. We'll come back Friday. The next episode, thrilling episode of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey man, go practice. Make your fucking shot count. When you finally have to do it, man, slaughter those son of a bitches. Fucking slaughter them. Ain't gonna be no 12-10%. It's gonna fucking slaughter them. And that is The Word from the Trenches.